Time for part two of the daily editorial for the Carlin Economics Report. Jimmy and I right now are talking about the Tucker Carlson show last night, which showed the footage of what apparently actually happened. I would say definitively that actually happened on January 6th. Jim, why don't you go on, bud?
Okay, so here are the arguments that that you're hearing from the mainstream media, from the corporate media, and of course the White House and all the leftist propagandists. You're hearing that, hey, only Tucker Carlson released this. Right. He was given it to you by Kevin McCarthy, and that's unfair.
Right.
You're hearing that it shows a different narrative than what the media had than what happened on January 6th. Right. NBC has specifically come out and said Tucker Carlson pretends nothing happened. Yeah. I mean, I'm summarizing it, but it's that's the basic position. It's trying to divert. And what you're seeing with what you're going to see, and I think you'll see probably more tonight, is a broader view of the mistakes that were made that the January 6th committee failed to investigate or open up or talk objectively to. And that's because Nancy Pelosi set that committee up specifically to support an agenda that she had from way back before the January 6th event.
Right.
And this is my opinion, but I believe that she was coordinating with Democratic operatives in order to ensure there was an issue and a problem on January 6th in order to blame Trump so that he would not be able to be they would be able to indict him for insurrection and not allow him to run again.
Right.
I think that was the objective, the political objective from the beginning. And I think that's to cover up what happened in November with the failed, processes in elections around the country in key counties that made a difference in the outcome of the election.
Yeah, I would say, Jimmy, personally, that I think Nancy Pelosi actually made sure that somebody of the stature of Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter, came out basically on the side of the progressives. I don't think there's any question about that, Jim. What do you think?
Well, no. She picked Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger as the two Republican representatives on it, knowing where they stood on this, and worked together and coordinated with them in order to ensure that they had some level and some level of respect from conservatives that were never Trumpers or that were very offended with what happened on January 6th. Now, here's the problem with that. You're going to get blowback for the people that kind of bought that narrative now that they see another view.
Right.
You're also going to see a number of cases that have already gone to trial over January 6th people, and they're whatever, either trespassing or violence or these charges of sedition. You're going to see those cases go back for appeal because they were not given all the information that was available because the Congress under Nancy Pelosi would not allow that information to be used. And that's going to cause the justice system in D.C. to have a very serious problem. And it's going to cause the Department of Justice to have a very big problem. So
It is. But the problem is here, Jimmy, the problem is this is truly today in the hands of the American people. If the American liberals don't support this, and of course they won't, but if the American conservatives really stay quiet, then this thing is going to go. It'll go for naught.
Well, what's going to happen, and this is why I don't think that's going to be the problem. I think it's actually the law is going to be the problem for the Democrats.
Okay.
I think that you're going to see look, every lawyer is looking for an opportunity to make a name.
You bet.
And ideally, in America, whether you're a criminal or you're the government, you get representation. And whether you're accused of a crime, you should be innocent until proven guilty.
You bet.
So what you're going to see is a large number of lawyers that get involved and do fundraising to retry these cases in order to get notoriety to overturn what's happened. You're going to see some of that. You're going to see quite a bit of it. And you're already seeing a large number of J6 people that are been stuck in prison for a couple of years now asked for extensions in their trials because there's more information now to potentially exonerate them.
Yeah. Well,
so
go ahead.
No, so what I think is going to, that's the legal part of it, is going to be very problematic for the Justice Department. And of course, you're going to continue to have the left has controlled the narrative. The Democratic Party has controlled the narrative. The mainstream media and corporate media have controlled the narrative up to this point. They just lost control of the narrative. That's
maybe,
a problem.
Maybe. I mean, I certainly hope so. Because, I mean, assuming that, I mean, like I said, pictures don't lie. And these videos of what actually happened in on January 6th in Washington, D.C. are very, very damning. But I can tell you right now what one of the comments is going to be is that it was actually staged by the liberals, you know. I don't think so. I don't think that was the case.
I think you're going to find a lot more information as these tapes get released.
I agree.
That will show a lot more involvement by undercover FBI, paid FBI informants, and people that were actually instigating it.
Yeah.
And we know that there were Antifa-type people that were part of it. In fact, one of the individuals that I think his name is Sullivan, John Sullivan, actually videotaped the shooting of Ashley Babbitt from Officer Byrd in the Capitol. He was actually an agitator, a leftist progressive, and was actually creating some of the problems.
Are you talking about the gal or the officer?
I'm talking about the young woman, Ashley Babbitt, the 16-year former Air Force security policeman, actually, policewoman.
So, Jimmy, I'd like to cut it here. If there's something else that you want to say, go ahead and do it. But again, I have to do a part one and a part two today. So go ahead and do it. Wrap it up any way you want, Jim.
Yeah, no, okay. I just think that there's an opportunity here, and I think you're going to see more and more of this, and I'd hoped and prayed for it, more and more information leaking out that shows the corruption in Washington, D.C. to a level, and it's not by just Democrats. It's Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah.
It begins to open the eyes of the American people, and that there's an uprising beginning now, and actually what I call the American resurrection, where people are beginning to wake up and try and get back to those basic values of our Constitution.
Time will tell. We're going to know by the time. We're going to know by tonight how this is going to play out today. We can talk about it either tonight or tomorrow morning. Jim, thanks for taking some time.
You bet.